So she traveled for 6 hours to get her money.
The bill for a Pomeranian goes unpaid.
You tried to repossess the puppy.
Yes.
And he wouldn't let you.
But did she uncover a dirty secret?
My concern was the condition of his house and the condition of the dogs in his house.
How many dogs do you keep inside your house?
There's about 8, Your Honor.
And how many dogs do you keep outside your house?
30 dogs.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Linda Moore is suing Rodney Larson for the return of a Pomeranian puppy she sold to him.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 406 on the calendar in the matter of Moore versus Larson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Moore, you purchased a dog at one point from the defendant. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
When was that?
November 3rd, 2013.
Is that the only dog you purchased from him?
Yes.
Male or a female?
Male.
You still have that dog?
Yes, I do.
Healthy?
Yes.
And nice?
Yes.
Great.
Very happy.
Subsequently, you used that male for stud?
With my own female, yes.
Okay, so how many Pomeranians do you have?
I now have 5.
Do you sell them or do
no,
you keep
I do
them?
Not.
You keep them?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to be stretching your walls.
Yes.
And when you had your last litter of puppies, Mr. Larson expressed interest in one of your females.
Yes, that's right.
This little girl, I assume, right here.
Yes.
And you sold the dog to him for $700.
No, ma'am.
How
that's
much?
Not right. $500.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that was in what month and year?
June 2017.
And Mr. Larson asked if he could make 2 payments.
Yes.
And you said okay.
Yes.
He gave you 1 check for $200, and he never paid the rest.
That's correct.
So after a while, you got annoyed, and you drove for 3 hours to his house.
Yes.
With the intention of repossessing your puppy.
Yes.
And when you got there, you tried to repossess the puppy, and he wouldn't let you.
That's correct.
Now you are not suing for the balance of $300. You're suing for $2,500, which I don't get the equation. There's no reason for that. Or the return of the dog.
I want my dog.
And Mr. Larson says you can't have your dog. He's more than prepared to pay you the $300 that he owes you for the dog. So I'm going to throw the ball into your court. Why didn't you finish paying her?
We had run into a little bit difficult times. Linda did say in text messages that money's not a big deal to us and that it would be okay for you to pay when you can.
Well, when can you?
Well, when Linda did come to the house, you know, Emily is part of our lives.
Just a second. You said in your answer that you wrote out a check for $300. Prove it to me.
I have the check right here.
I'd like to see it. Now, this is drawn on a bank where if we called right now, would there be $300 in that bank?
Yes.
So this is your payment that you owe her. Give this to the plaintiff.
Sure.
Now, you made her make a 6-hour trip from her house to your house. Is that how long it takes to get from her house to your house?
Yes.
So she traveled for 6 hours to get her money. What do you think that's worth? Do you work?
I'm retired.
You retire? How old are you?
I'm 50.
Retired from what?
Tugboat engineer.
How long have you been retired?
For 7 years.
So you retired when you were 43. How do you support yourself?
We breed dogs.
You breed Pomeranians?
All types of dogs.
Like what?
German Shepherds, Yorkies, Pomeranians.
Has this dog ever had a litter?
No.
Do you intend to breed her?
Actually, Your Honor, she's a little bit small to be bred. She's just part of our...
Just a second. She's a little too small to be bred.
That's correct.
So she's not going to go into whatever breeding program you have.
That's correct. She's part of our lives, and Shauna...
And you should have paid for her. Now you paid for her. So you have to compensate Ms. Moore for her travel 6 hours to go and retrieve her dog or her money. How do you intend to do that?
I could pay her a check.
Well, I mean, she drove in her car. Any driver that you get, you'd have to pay $50 an hour to. So she drove for 6 hours.
300.
300. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I wrote that down, Bert.
You did. You did good.
I'm almost an Einstein. Now, part of the thing that you want, first of all, this dog looks just fine. Looks well cared for, looks well groomed, looks well fed, looks just fine. I think probably part of your concern is that Mr. Larson is going to use your puppy in his breeding program. I don't know if he's got a mill or not, if he takes care of his dogs or not, but certainly you got a healthy dog from him in 2013.
My concern was the condition of his house.
Well, you know, not everybody has a pristine house.
And when the you condition have German of the dogs in his house. Hmm? And the condition of the dogs in his house.
Well, but she looks in good shape.
When I was at his house, I had her on my lap and I was picking knots out of the back of her neck. She had knots on her stomach.
The long-haired dog, occasionally that happens. But she looks pretty healthy. So if you're not going to put her in a breathing program, do you intend to have her neutered?
No, Your Honor,
is not an answer. If she's not going to be in your breeding program, and if you're not going to have her neutered, then there's something wrong with your mind. If you have a whole bunch of dogs that you breed, male dogs, why would you allow a female dog to go into heat twice a year if you're not going to breed her and drive the male dogs crazy in your house? Why would you do that if you're an intelligent person?
I will get her fixed, Your Honor.
You will? Okay. Where do you come from?
Virginia.
Virginia. You want to get home to Virginia, right?
That's correct.
You know that the show paid for you to come here from Virginia, you and your wife and the dog. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pay certain of your expenses while you're here. You understand that, too?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get anything until we're comfortable that she's going to be neutered. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. And I have to tell you something. I have great follow-through. Because my concern is that somebody who breeds all kinds of dogs and who would first said to me, well, she's not going to be in my breeding program, but I'm not going to have her neutered, and has all these dogs roaming around, German Shepherds and Yorkies and Pomeranians and I don't know what else you breed, doesn't understand what's going on. You want to show me pictures? Sure. I'm going to look at your pictures.
I have 28 different breeds of dogs that he breeds.
I don't... Listen.
How can anyone possibly take care of that many dogs?
Listen, you're right, but you can't... I don't want to see it. You can't be a class monitor. You're not the class monitor. You sold him the puppy. The puppy right now looks as if it's in good condition. I am going to make certain, because he told me that the puppy is too small to breed, so we will not be in the breeding program, that the dog will be neutered. And since I really don't want to put you up in Los Angeles any longer than I have to, Mr. Larson, I'm going to let you go home to Virginia. But I'm also going to make an order that within 6 weeks, if you do not furnish us with a certificate of neuter for that puppy, I'm going to give her the authority to come and pick up the puppy with a marshal. Do you understand?
I understand.
Clearly, you got it.
I understand, Your Honor.
6 weeks. If we don't have proof, because she's going to check, we don't have proof that that puppy has been spayed, she's going to have a marshal's order to go and retrieve the dog. Do you understand?
I understand.
Perfect. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $300, which is for your travel expenses. You have his check for $300, so
yes.
You don't need anything else. Now, you have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim is that she said disparaging things about you and your breeding facility on the internet, and therefore you've lost business. Do you try to get business on the internet?
I do, Your Honor. I have a website.
Good. And if you have a website, then you open yourself up to criticism. Sometimes the criticism is well-founded. Sometimes it's less well-founded. I think that people who breed multiple breeds don't have really a solid breeding program. They sometimes refer to those breeders as puppy mills. I don't know if your facility falls into that category, but if she was upset about two things, she was upset that you stiffed her for the dog, and she was upset with the conditions that she saw when she came to retrieve the dog. So she has a perfectly valid First Amendment right to comment on your website that she didn't like what she saw when she went to your house. How many dogs do you keep inside your house?
There's about 8, Your Honor.
And how many dogs do you keep outside your house?
I have about 30 dogs.
Your counterclaim's dismissed. We're finished. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Emily is not in a good home. The home is filthy.
Yeah, she came to the house and sat there for 3 hours. She could have been an adult and...
She should have come home with me.
Brought the conversation up about the money or the dog or whatever it may have been, but she decided to grab the dog and just leave out the house.
The dog's fur is ungroomed, very matted. There's feces on the floor.
Well, that's just not true. I think... you know, emotions were high when she arrived.
When he wants the dogs outside, he picks them up by the back of the neck and tosses them out the door.
And it's just not true. I mean, the dogs are all well taken care of, and we'll just leave it at that.
I will have PETA go and investigate his property.
I just want the dogs to be happy, and I just want to be left alone.
I hope Emily ends up with a good home. I don't think she will, but I hope she does.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bowers versus Esparza. Step forward.
Candace Bowers is suing Louis Esparza for the return of money she paid for a one-year deer hunting lease.
Mr. Esparza, you have a large piece of property. How large?
The total ranch is, give or take, 7,900 acres.
And you rent out pieces of that property, at least as part of your business, to hunters?
Correct.
How large a piece do you rent to each hunter?
It's not broken down that way. It's broken down into what we call pastures. And there's five different pastures. On the one that we're talking about today, it's 1790, plus or minus. It's never been surveyed.
So it's
an approximate, yes.
And Ms. Bowers and her husband leased that property for hunting.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct? What do you hunt?
We hunt white-tailed deer, turkey, wild hogs.
What do you do with them?
We harvest them for food.
What else?
That's pretty much it.
Do you sell the meat?
No, ma'am. We eat the meat.
How many months is the season?
Well, the season for white-tailed deer is very short, from November to January. And then the turkey is more like March and April. Hogs can be hunted all the time.
Now, this is what the case is about. You did, in fact, lease his property. Everything was fine. Then you leased it again for another year. And that lease started when?
February.
And was to go until January of the next year?
Correct.
And the defendant told you to leave the property. He told you to leave the property when?
In August.
Did he tell you why he was telling you to leave the property?
Not at first he did. He just terminated.
He terminated and he said goodbye. You had already prepaid.
Yes, ma'am.
So the case is about you wanting back a portion of the money that you paid him.
All the money.
Why all the money?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Unless he's a scam artist and took your money and he had no reason to ask you to leave, that would really be detrimental to his business. So now, if you don't know why he told you to leave after 6 months, I'm going to ask him.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy.
Candace Bowers says Louis Esparza owes for the return of money she paid for a deer hunting lease after Louis terminated it.
Now, this is what the case is about. You did, in fact, lease his property. Everything was fine. Then you leased it again for another year, and the defendant told you to leave the property. Did he tell you why he was telling you to leave the property?
Not at first he did. He just terminated.
He terminated and he said goodbye. You had already prepaid.
Yes, ma'am.
So the case is about you wanting back a portion of the money that you paid him.
All the money.
Why all the money?
Well, because that's what he said.
I don't care what he said. Why all the money? If you did, in fact, use the property for...
We did, 6 months.
6 months.
Right.
And the total fee that he charged you was, what, $2,400?
$2,500.
$2,500. So you used it for 6 months, and if he told you to get off the property, and he had good reason to tell you to get off the property, then at most you would get back $1,250.
True, but that's not what he said, and there was no reason.
Okay. Well, so we told you to get off the property, and he does lease the property. That's his business. I mean, his business, he has other hunters that he leases his property to. I assumed that that's what you said here. And he had your money, and unless he's a scam artist and took your money and he had no reason to ask you to leave, that would really be detrimental to his business because you would go around and tell other hunters, don't rent from him because he's going to take all your money and he's going to throw you out after 6 months. And he'll get a bad reputation in the business for doing that. So now, if you don't know why he told you to leave after 6 months, I'm going to ask him.
For violating rules, Your Honor, on the Exhibit A.
Why don't you just tell me what the rules were?
So harvesting animals, once you do that on our property, I need to be contacted immediately if it's white-tailed deer, or I need to be contacted before they depart the property.
Did you let them know that, and had they done that in the past?
Absolutely, yes.
In the first year, they did tell you?
Yes, on one incident. Now, there were others that they had harvested animals, and they never told me, and that's why they were being evicted.
How do you know that?
Because John Bowers told me himself.
Stand up, please.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Contacted by my hunters that both Candy and Mr. Bowers had gotten into an argument with my hunters about frog legs.
So you contacted him?
I did.
Now I want you to tell me what the conversation with regard to the frogs looked.
cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Candace Bauer says Louis Esparza owes for the return of money she paid for a deer hunting lease after Louis terminated it.
Now, if you don't know why he told you to leave after 6 months, I'm going to ask him.
For violating rules, Your Honor. Harvesting animals, once you do that on our property, I need to be contacted immediately.
Did you let them know that, and had they done that in the past?
On one incident. Now, there were others that they had harvested animals, and they never told me.
How do you know that?
Because John Bowers told me himself.
Stand up, please. Mr. Bauer told you when?
On July 22nd, in the afternoon of July 22nd.
July 22, 2017.
2017, yes, Your Honor.
Tell me where the conversation took place.
In my office on my telephone, because I was contacted by my hunters that there was an incident that weekend that both Candy and Mr. Bowers had gotten into an argument with my hunters about frog legs, of all things. And at that time...
So you contacted him?
I did.
Now, I want you to tell me what the conversation with regard to the frog's legs.
The very first thing I asked him, I want to hear your side of it. You know, were you getting into a confrontation over frog legs and why? And he told me that some of the other hunters had gone into his area with his son to hunt frogs, and he wanted half of what they had taken because he didn't give him permission to be in his area.
So that's what the argument was about?
Correct.
Now, tell me about the part of the conversation that has to do with harvesting animals.
So when you tell me about the argument, that was the last straw, because this wasn't the first incident where they were not getting along with the hunters that are out there. The next thing I asked him, I said, have you been shooting hogs? And he said, yes. And I said, well, you haven't been reporting that to me, and I've already gotten on to you about it once before. And he said, I don't care. I said, you know what? You're gone. And that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Did you have a conversation with the defendant that was initiated over frogs that he called you about?
Yes.
And you had had some sort of negative interaction with other hunters?
Correct.
Was that the first time you had negative interaction with other hunters?
Yes, ma'am, but I wouldn't call it negative interaction.
No, but it was about frogs' legs. Evidently, it was a negative because they complained to him. Now, during that conversation, did you discuss hogs with him?
No, ma'am.
I don't believe that. Don't believe it. Okay, so we terminated you. You'll go have to find yourself someplace else to hunt, and he's got to give you back $1,250, not $2,500. How many hogs and white-tailed deer would you estimate, Mr. Bowers? Be very careful in your answer. Very careful with me. How many in the first 6 months of your lease would you estimate that you killed?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so we terminated you. You'll go have to find yourself someplace else to hunt, and he's got to give you back $1,250, not $2,500. How many hogs and white-tailed deer would you estimate, Mr. Bowers? Be very careful in your answer. How many in the first 6 months of your lease would you estimate that you killed?
None.
No deer?
No deer. No hogs. No turkey.
Well, you and your wife moved a trailer onto the property.
The prior year.
It still was there in 2017.
Correct.
And you went there to hunt.
I went there to work on my piece of property.
It wasn't your piece of property.
The parcel that I had leased.
To work on it how?
To, cut brush, make shooting lanes so that you can have access to the animals that you're hunting. Fill my feeder, which we feed the animals.
What do you feed them for?
To bring them in.
You feed them so that they bring them in so that you can shoot them?
Correct.
Good. Are you hunting someplace else?
No, ma'am.
Great. We're done here.
Okay.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,250.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Well, she prorated it, so, that could be fair, but...
Absolutely. I have text messages that said that he would refund the $2,500 in full.
That guy, he shot... They call him the murderer, okay?
I really don't know, other than Louie and I had some...
He shot more hogs on that ranch and let them lay and rot, and she knew that already, and she could see it in his face.
Differences of opinion on the way he managed the ranch.
That's all hearsay, because I never had a problem with John or Candy.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with the other hunters on the property.
But all my other hunters did, and they pretty much were like, if they stay, we're going, and I can't have that.
He just didn't like us, I guess.
No, I've been doing this for 17 years, very successful.
Always gonna find another lease.
Absolutely.
At it, and this is the first time I've ever had to go to court.
It is what it is.
Time to move forward.